is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
And welcome to Coffee with the Radio Range Wranglers, and we'll get all the CDs turned off here, and we welcome you this morning, this April 27th, 2019, and we've sure got a full crew this morning. Good morning. We'll start with you, Brother Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us, and good morning, Brother John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And again, we say good morning to you, the remnant. We thank you for joining us. We know that from the letters and the emails and the phone calls that you do join us from all over the country and all over the world. Had a nice email in from Brazil, a Canadian man that's down in Brazil that picks us up on WTWW. And so it is a worldwide ministry. And we thank you for joining us all over. And Jason, we'll ask you to open us up in prayer this morning, and then we'll open the phone lines and move on from there.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask for your blessing upon this Saturday morning. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father, that you direct us in our thoughts and the directions that we go. We pray that we can be a blessing to the saints and a blow to the snakes, and we pray that you just use us in a mighty and powerful way. We call upon you to heal this land, to do a mighty work in this land from sea to shining sea, Father, for you to do a work in the remnant, through the remnant, Father, that you tend to the remnant's needs, Father, that you work on their hearts and their minds as they turn their hearts and their minds back to you, Father, that you teach us what we are to know and how we are to be better servants of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father. We cry out to you, God save America again, as we are in need of saving, Father. We recognize that, and we desire the salvation that you have picked out for us. And we pray that you do that, Father, that you tend to our needs, that you shine your face down upon us, Father, that you war with those that war against us. Father, we do recognize that we are in war, and we are preparing for battle, Father, and we pray that you, just as King David of old prayed, Father, that you train our hands for battle, Father, that you teach us the skills that we need to have to fight this war victoriously, Father. We pray, Father, as we come before your throne, that we humble ourselves and we call upon you to forgive us of our sins, Father, because we desire you to heal this land once again. And we cry out to you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to do it. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, we...
You're pretty hot. Oh. Coming in a lot hotter than everybody else.
Oh. Is that better? We'll see if that's any better there. Back it down a little bit.
Turn it down a little more.
We'll see how that works. Well, we do want to welcome you, the Remnant, for joining us here on this Saturday morning, April 27th. You may hear this broadcast at a different time because we do archive them, and we replay them on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network at different times. And so, but this morning, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you'd like to call in, if you have a comment or a question, and if you've been following the Bible reading plan that we put out, it's a new plan this year, a little bit of Old Testament, a little bit of New Testament, and then a Psalms and a Proverbs every day, just a little bit. It's kind of a little dabble, do you? And today, it's Psalms 91. And so I thought I'd start out reading Psalms 91, if that's all right, if we don't have anything else too pressing. It is the warrior psalm. It's on a big poster that's in the pastor's, a framed poster that's in the pastor's office. And his wife had presented that to him. And it is very representative. And I think it goes along with the prayer that you prayed, Jason, of training our hands for war and trusting in He who is trustworthy. And so Psalms 91 says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, or of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra. The young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him with a long life, and I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. Amen.
Amen.
And that promise is there, as it says, for those who dwell in the shelter, or in the secret is how the reference points to that, in the secret of the Most High. And it's in who we trust. Verse 2 says, my God in whom I trust. And when we trust in Him, when we put our trust in Him, these blessings are ours. We will not be afraid. The plague will not come near our tent. His angels will and do have charge concerning us. If you believe the word, and we are... we do believe that word. So, well, plenty going on in the world as well. The politicians are still in an uproar. The pistol prayer is still getting answered, and it seems like D.C. doesn't know if it's coming or going. We certainly see that in some of the state with the governors and things like that. And then there's others that seem to want to jump on the bandwagon. You know, the economy is up, what, 3%? 3.2% up in the first quarter of this year. And that is better than it's been in the past in first quarters. And when things are going good, it's everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon, and everybody wants to be the leader then.
But that's because all the groundwork that the Obama Nation administration laid. Didn't you know that?
Yes, of course it is.
That's the reason the economy is doing so well.
Yeah. You have these people that just want to sit back.
That's what they'd like you to believe.
Yeah, you have.
Now, you didn't build that,
right? They just want to sit back and have and complain about how you know, you didn't do this or our president didn't do that. But the numbers are there. The economy is growing. Jobs are growing. People are working. America's actually manufacturing more things. The steel plants that have opened up and. And when things are good, you get everybody that jumps on. Everybody wants to be. You had this, I don't even know how you say his name, this filthy, openly homosexual Buttigieg, anybody, I don't know how you say his name. But he's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and now he wants to run for president in 2020. And he's the one that kind of got into it with Mike Pence, when Mike Pence was quoting the Bible, and this guy, Buttigieg or whatever, is saying, "Well, you, your quarrel is with my Creator, because this—that's how He made me." And I think it just reeks of blasphemy. It is the you know, creation putting himself above the Creator, and I know the Bible talks about that. You know, that even the sinners, the sinners and the so-called non-believers, they believe, because all of nature tells of God, and even this practicing sinner, all but mocks God with this, you know, saying that it's God's fault that I'm this way, and I'm just going to do what I'm going to do, and. Anyway, I think it just bespeaks that we are in the last days. We are at a time that those tares just stand up straight and tall and proud. They're proud of their sin, and they want everyone else to know about it. And there is no shame. There is no shame in the land anymore.
What's funny is there's 20 right now. I think there's 20 different Democrats running for president. So, you know, you talk about the things in the dark being brought to the light, and you talk about the prayer that we pray that God would send confusion into the camp of the enemy and that they would turn upon one another and destroy one another. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing 20 different representatives from the Demon Rat Party that are starting to air dirty laundry on each other. And think about how much money that costs just to get to the primary. So that's our God working for good, I believe. He's causing them to spend a lot of the money out of their coffers to fight each other before they come and battle against Donald Jehu Trump. And that's how our God works.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Let's get 20 more. Bring 20 more on. That's what I want to see.
Well, in a house divided against itself, I mean, it's you can see the fractures in the party because you've got these people stand. Some of the candidates are going, "Whoa, this is all way too wild." You know, I mean, we're talking about things that are totally social.
Insane.
Seeing social, insane. Good word for it. And you see all these fractures, and you know, one of God's axioms is a house divided cannot stand. You know, divided against itself. And, I mean, we can see the division. So, absolutely, for sure. you know, a kingdom divided itself against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself will not stand. Matthew 12:25. I think the most interesting thing, or the most funny is not the right word, but just interesting to me, is the fact that they're doing it to themselves. You know, I mean, but of course, Christ is God's on the throne, and he's stirring that amalgamated mess in that melting pot, and you can see the dross as the heat's put on. So
people are scared to death that they're going to lose 2020, and they're doing everything they can to pull out all the stops. I don't know if you saw, they passed some legislation in Florida that felons can vote, but they're trying to do something nationally, and there's supposedly somewhere in the 180,000 to 200,000 of convicted murderers, and then the numbers in the 150,000, 160,000 range for convicted rapists. So you had all of those felons up. That's a significant amount of votes, especially towards the Demon Rat Party. So, you know, and then trying to lower the voting age to 16, the fact of what they already did in our state and they're doing in other states, they basically made our three electoral votes or whatever it is, I don't follow it too closely, but they'll go with California and New York, whatever, because what they're saying is that the electoral college no longer works and the popular vote does work, because when they cheat to the degree that they do in numbers of illegal aliens and felons and all that, then they can win by the majority, but they can't win by the electoral college. And then to lower the voting age to 16, they want to do that as well, because they've had now, 25, 30 years to indoctrinate these children in the public fool system. And they believe in this global warming stuff, and they believe that anyone's against that stuff is wrong. I mean, what's sad is, even if you've raised your children up to understand the truth and in a godly home and Christian upbringing, you put them into a college and they're not, their guard goes down, and all of a sudden their minds are manipulated. I mean, it's I said this a while back, but when they passed the gay marriage law, this supposed Christian school, even these Christian schools, they've been infiltrated too. But these kids, and sadly it's the parents too. I've had several run-ins with some parents, but bottom line is they've fallen for this hook, line, and sinker. When they start celebrating the fact that the federal government passes gay marriage, and these are kids that were brought up in a Christian school, there's something real wrong. And it caused me to take a second look at all of the time, effort, and treasure that I put into a Christian school to try to give these kids an opportunity to stay out of the world. And you know what? It's these damn phones and this damn social media that's really winning over the populace. That's the truth.
Well, yep. Satan's the prince of the air, right?
Yep.
Well, and I think the other reason that they're so interested in, another reason that they're so interested in legalizing these boats for felons and criminal participants is when you look at, you mentioned Mayor Pete, and his latest claim is that illegal immigrants subsidize citizens and legal residents because they pay taxes without reaping any federal benefits, which is an oxymoron. But anyways, when you look at that, and then you look at the statistics in the prisons of felons and criminals like that, we find that a huge percentage, and I don't have it in front of me, but if memory serves, it's in the 80th percentile or above of those incarcerates are illegal aliens, other people that aren't that. So the Democrats or the progressive socialists antichrists want to allow those people to vote because they know. They know what way they're going to vote. I mean, they're going to vote in more money for their pocket, more power for their party, quote unquote. And, you know, we've got one of Biden's senior advisors' quotes from this week was, "We don't need white men leading the Democratic Party." And still, you've got guys like Bernie Sanders in there and everything. But the point is, when you see those sort of things, I mean, they're tying it all up in a nice, neat package and saying, "Well, they're padding their program with these easily steered people that they can get a hold of that will vote for largesse from the public treasury and everything else." And it's just, it's another method of legalized theft. That's what we're seeing.
It is. You know, I like your quote you made, Tim, about how this Mayor Pete said, about the people, and he alluded it to the illegals, I believe, that they're paying taxes without reaping federal benefits. And
how's that possible?
Exactly. See, that's what the enemy does, is they accuse you, they turn it completely around. They accuse you of what they're doing, our pastor Todd. And so talk about paying taxes without reaping federal benefits. How about the people that have paid in their Social Security, paid in their withholding forever, worked forever, paid taxes, and, they're saying, again, the latest numbers, by 2030, Social Security is going to be completely defunct. And saw a news report back down there to Florida, Polk County, Florida. They've got a judge down there, Grady Judd, that he tells it like it is, and they just made a huge meth bust, and there were like 9 illegals that had been deported and back, and that was the records they had on them. And so here's this guy, this head of this meth. He's an illegal Mexican. He's living in a big house down there in Central Florida, has chickens in the backyard. He's burying his cash in the backyard. The chickens are digging it up. He's, not paying taxes, and he's on all types of federal welfare programs. His children are on the WIC, the women's infant children type stuff. He's getting supplemental money for housing. It's just insane. And even the sheriff down there is saying, what is the matter with you people that you allow this? And so people are waking up to the insanity that's there. We are paying these people to destroy us in this nation with these federal benefits. I'll tell you who's paying taxes and not reaping federal benefits is the working class Americans out there that are trying to get by every day, that are working 2 and sometimes 3 jobs, paying taxes, and not just the income tax. Many people think, "Oh, well, my taxes, I got a little tax break this year." Yeah, how about the, 58, 68 cents a gallon tax on fuel that you pay, and the roads are horrible? Wyoming's talking about making I-80 a toll road again so they can get it repaired. And they just totally ignore the road taxes, the taxes that you already pay on fuel and on tires and on vehicles and everything else that's supposed to go towards that. But it doesn't.
Yeah. The real travesty is the fact of how we treat our veterans versus how we treat the illegal aliens. That's the travesty, or one of the major travesties, in my opinion.
It is. I agree.
Absolutely, it is. And our elderly. Our elderly that worked all their life, that paid their taxes like they were supposed to, with the promise that, this Social Security will take care of them. I used to do my parents' taxes after they retired, and they didn't get $1,000 a month from Social Security combined, and both of them had worked for 60 years. But yet you get some Muslim that comes in with a family, or you get some illegal alien, and they get them on the border and they bus them to Boston, and then they get $1,200 to $1,500 a month in food subsidies. And it is absolutely ridiculous. It is. That's how it has come. The Bible talks about that we will have to buy our own water. And we've gotten to that point long ago to where we have to do that. But we are paying with our taxes, with our... It's coming down to where we're almost paying with our posterity, with our life itself, these enemies to come in and destroy us and to take over our land, to be the locust of Joel.
And what did the Bible say? That the stranger would go higher and higher and go lower and lower. And, you know, it's Deuteronomy 28, the first 15 verses are all the blessings.
Amen.
That God will bestow upon his people. If we do three things, keep his laws, his commandments, and his statutes, that's all we have to do. But we can't even do that, so 16 through 68 are all the curses. And we've been given a reprieve, but that reprieve, the window of that reprieve, is quickly closing. And if 2 Chronicles 7:14 isn't fulfilled, if my people who are called by my name do not humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then he will not hear from heaven, he will not forgive our sin, and he will not heal the land. That's the bottom line.
Amen.
But Jason can probably comment on this as well. We're experiencing it here in Colorado, but I read an article last night about more than 100 bills have been proposed in 30 states to expand, restrict, or eliminate vaccine-informed consent rights. As of February 18, 2019, the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, is monitoring more than 100 bills filed in 30 states, including Washington, Arizona, Connecticut, Maine, New Jersey, New York, Vermont, Oregon, and Colorado. And what's significant about that are these are the things that their goals are to change. Mandate use of new vaccines by children and adults. Restrict or eliminate vaccine exemptions. Restrict the list of persons who can approve vaccine exemptions. Allow vaccine providers to administer HPV and hepatitis B vaccines to minors without parental consent. That means when they're in your public school system, the nurse is going to be giving them shots without you even knowing about it. Allow forced vaccination for medical treatment under certain circumstances. Allow state health officials to mandate all federally recommended vaccines. Mandate that doctors and other vaccine providers track and report the vaccination status of all children and adults in electronic medical records. Require schools to publicly post vaccination rates of vaccine exemption and vaccine exemption rates. Require a physician signature for a religious or conscientious belief exemption to vaccination. Require school districts to conduct health and safety visits for children under private instruction. That means Christian schools and homeschools, yep. Require vaccines for college students based on CDC, ACIP vaccine recommendations. Require long-term care facilities to track vaccination status of employees and residents. Expand the release of information in the state vaccine tracking registry, such as to insurance companies. Mandate vaccines for vendors serving hospitals or other medical facilities. Require all insurance plans to cover all CDC-recommended vaccines without copays or deductibles. Allow pharmacists, dentists, and optometrists to administer vaccines. Now, that's just part of the list of the things that are in these bills in these states. 30 different bills in, I don't know how many states I mentioned, 12, 15 states.
Yeah.
But it's hitting home here in Colorado, and you think about it. Do you think it's an accident that they passed the red flag bill in these states before they start trying to pass mandatory vaccinations? I don't think it's a coincidence by any means. I mean, at one point we used to say, and somewhat kiddingly, but not really, the fact that you want to give us a shot? Well, we want to give you a shot, too. You choose 223 or 308. But now, if you said something like that, I'm saying if you said something like that, you could actually be held accountable and give them grounds to seize your firearms. So, you know, we're living in a time where we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We need to weigh the circumstances and take action
at the appropriate time. But we definitely don't want to tip our hand before it's necessary to do so. And for some people, that's difficult because we get all puffed up, like I talked about in the last message, and we get arrogant and we think that, you know, we're so smart. But the reality is we need to be praying for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hear ye the Lord. We need to be praying for wisdom and knowledge and understanding and discernment. Discernment, I think, is a key to surviving what it is that the enemy has planned for us.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, and as you look at, you know, you look at what's happening in some of these states too, it's obvious that it's war. I mean, they're trying to make these exemptions basically unobtainable in the state of Colorado. I mean, and, you know, this just, this last week, one of the headlines was vaccination showdown. Lawmaker, health experts stand up to Colorado Governor Jared Polis. And, you know, it's a, I mean, they're fighting back and forth, and basically the bills, you know, he just, when it gets to his death, he's going to veto it. He wants to make it where you don't have the exemptions to get the, to exempt or opt out of a vaccination for your children. On the other hand, then there's this, this bill, House Bill 19-1263, and, you know, this is coming from our sheriff. Our sheriff actually did, here in Larimer County, did a really good job of going down to, Denver and protesting it. But, you know, his post was, it's all but done. Colorado is only inches away from effectively decriminalizing all drug usage in the state. Yesterday, I joined our district attorney, Cliff Reddle, at the state capitol, voicing strong opposition to House Bill 19-1263, a bill that would reduce all drug possession cases to non-arrestable misdemeanors. This is the biggest game-changing legislation I've witnessed in my 28 years of Colorado law enforcement. And interestingly enough, the media is almost completely ignoring this bill. And as you read it, a lot of people are saying, oh, okay, yeah, well, we need more freedoms than this and that. But you talk about, making it where meth and cocaine and heroin and all of these drugs, they couldn't arrest somebody for it. It's not a chargeable offense. They wouldn't even write them a ticket and they wouldn't arrest them for it. You know, these are the things that, you know, people are jacked up on and killing people and breaking.